It's a sweltering late summer afternoon at the Ponda Vida Migrant Shelter. Cesar and Carolina, a married couple from Nicaragua, cook lunch in the kitchen they share with several other families. The shelter is made up of several small yellow houses arranged in a circle around a dusty courtyard. Cesar sprinkles onions over a steaming pan of rice. Carolina stirs a pot of beans. There's a flurry of activity around them. Children race in and out. One of their housemates, the shelter's unofficial beautician, sits nearby painting another resident's nails. Cesar is making a dish called carne enchorizada. It's a welcome taste of home for his 9-year-old son, Donovan, who hasn't quite acclimated to the level of spice in Mexican food.
Me siento así, que no puedo aguantar el chile que está en mi boca.
I feel like I can't take the chili that's in my mouth, Donovan says, fanning his tongue like it's on fire. Because of a policy officially known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, Cesar says the family's been in Juarez for 15 months.
I don't understand this MPP, Migrant Protection. What is the protection we have? They send you back onto the streets as if you were trash, an empty milk carton. Even children, they even throw out children with their mothers.
This isn't what they expected when they fled Nicaragua last year. Cesar drove a taxi. When the government proposed cutting Social Security, taxi drivers led popular protests. The government cracked down, violently. Paramilitary forces intimidated and attacked protesters. At least 300 people were killed. President Trump condemned the Nicaraguan regime's actions. Cesar tells me he was attacked twice while driving his taxi, once while his wife and son were in the car. When forces started circling his house, trying to break in, he knew his family had to leave. He was relieved when they reached the U.S. border.
We saw the officers in green and we felt protected. For the first time since we started facing this problem, we felt protected.
But it didn't go how they hoped. The family passed an initial asylum screening and were given paperwork with a hearing date. But then, Carolina says,
they returned us to Ciudad Juarez. We're in a country we don't know.
A place they don't feel safe. In May, a human rights group found more than 1,000 reported cases of violence against migrants in MPP, including torture, rape, and murder. Cesar leaves the shelter for work, but Carolina and Donovan, they've been mostly shut in. Donovan entertains himself playing with a trompo or top. He likes to make it spin, then scoop it up in his hand. His parents try to shield him from the full reality of their situation.
We never instill anything negative in him. We tell him that we're traveling around like tourists, getting to know new people and places.
When Donovan asks why they're spending so long here, why they don't leave and see other sights, I tell him it takes time, Cesar says. Many at this shelter are still waiting for asylum hearings, but Cesar and Carolina already received a decision. They were not granted asylum. In fact, less than 5% of migrants who've completed their MPP cases got protection in the U.S. Now they're appealing that decision and looking to the presidential election.
Our hope is there will be some change that benefits all of us here.
Carolina says if Trump's reelected, there's likely no chance her family will get into the country. But she and Cesar, they haven't even let themselves think about that. Cesar says they still have to hold on to some hope of crossing the border.
There are people who come to the U.S. seeking the American dream. We didn't flee because we wanted to. We didn't leave behind our life in Nicaragua, leave our parents, our nieces and nephews, our friends, because we wanted to. We were forced to leave our country.
All they're asking, he says, is for safety, something that feels even more critical since they learned Carolina's pregnant with their second child. They say they don't want their baby growing up in a dismal, gray atmosphere. They want brightness for their children. I'm Mallory Falk in Ciudad Juárez.